Hello everybody and welcome back to my podcast.
Our podcast, Mom and Son.
Podcast. So I'm Manav and this is my mom,
Monica.
And in today's episode, what are we going to do?
We are going to talk about some activities that parent and children can do. Not necessarily we have to spend a lot of money on those activities. Most of them are free, mm-hmm. And some may cost just a very minimal entry fee or something like that. So stay tuned till the end. I will be sharing some examples what we do or where we go throughout the podcast. You'll be sharing something today, so be ready for it. Manav will be sharing about an activity that we are currently doing. It's a program, really. It's a government funded program. It's free of cost. I came to know about this program through Services New South Wales email. I've subscribed to Services New South Wales email. People, if you're listening this from outside Australia or interstate, Services New South Wales is a government body where we go for different services like renewing our
license. Sometimes my dad also told me that when he has to do stuff for school, he has to go there.
Yeah, so there are different kids vouchers, and so people in New South Wales, Sydney, they are well aware of Services New South Wales, Services Australia. Outside New South Wales, I'm sure there is something equivalent to this or
something
equivalent to this. Outside Australia, depending on which country you are, there may or may not be this government support, but we are primarily talking about what we're doing here. So all the information is mostly relevant to Sydney, New South Wales, but you will get an idea what we're talking about. And if you're really interested and if this topic intrigues you, you can do your own research wherever you are. So Manav, go ahead and share about this amazing program that we have enrolled in, and you are the hero of that program too, but obviously your dad and I, we are helping you write your goals and do all the and explain you the technicality of it, but I'm quite excited where this is heading for you. So the floor is yours.
It's called the Go for Fun program. So it's basically a program from kids ages 7 to 13. Enroll in this program, 10-week free program. Mm-hmm. You do have to sign in and stuff, but that's also free. And then every week you'll have something to do, and there's like activity-based games, and they help you with your health and hunger. Health and well-being, basically.
Health and well-being, which includes good eating, good exercise habit, and good, mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, on the first week, the first lesson is basically getting you started. You will have a call for your coach, and I'll tell you something when I'm finished saying this at the end, because it's like a secret that mommy's, it's like what mommy says, but before she says that, I'll quickly say it.
Okay, go ahead about the program,
But for the program, each week you have something different. So like week 2 is about goals. So like it's where you set your own goals. So like smart goals, is it achievable? Like, can you do it in that amount of limit? Or like, so week 2 is always, it's like focusing around the goals. If it's smart goals, action plans. Like one of my action plans is, I just created this and I actually finished creating my action plan, because I thought it was just write your action plan and that's it. Mm-hmm. Action goal or something like that. And then your next action goal. But I realized to make it an actual action goal, you have to do more.
Okay.
So first you write your goal, because my goal is I will be able to ride a bike for 30 minutes each day for the month.
That's your goal. Ultimate goal.
Yeah, that's my ultimate goal for now.
Yep.
So I was going to say do something active. I will do something active for 30 minutes each day of the month. But then I was like, what? But then you guys told me, what active?
Be specific.
Yeah. Mm. That's not a smart goal in the world. So then I made ride a bike. So first I go 15 minutes, maybe like around the block. That might take 15 minutes.
To build up your stamina.
Because we also walk after dinner. So instead of walking, I can ride my bike.
A mini water break.
I can ride my bike around the block. So yeah, we go on a walk. I'll bring my bicycle for now. So from now on, I'll bring my bicycle when we walk. And then once I slowly get the hang of just one round around the block each day, just for 15 minutes, 15, one five, then I'll go, once I do one round, a quick break, and then and go another round. And then once we've done that, all of us will get used to going two rounds. And then once we get used to going two rounds, we'll go two rounds in a row, then we'll stop. And that should at least take 30 minutes. And then if we do that each day of this month, then my goal for now will be achieved. But then it's not that. We have to list how to do it. I just said my listing. So I'll skip that. Now, number two, that was like number one. It's like five ways. Number two is what obstacles are in your way, challenges. Like, for
example... Because you can set goals, but there's no guarantee that you can achieve them.
And how do you overcome it?
Yeah.
I said hills, like going up, you could fall down.
Uphill.
So for going down, I said go slowly. But then for going up, I said walk with my bike. Because then I could fall. Instead of getting a really good boost, I could, but it's not a high chance.
So basically you have identified your obstacles or challenges. And then
how to overcome them.
And you have also identified ways or strategies how to overcome them.
And I will have to overcome them when we walk, because there's always like a hill. I think three is this might
how
be the
you track.
I think it might be the opposite way around, but I'm pretty sure it's like this. Three is, so who are you going to use this with? Like, do it with, I'm doing it with mummy and daddy. Depends who walks with me, basically. And then the fourth one is how you going to know it. I said I will put it on my calendar. And I'll put it on your calendar, since you always have your phones with you. It'll pop up and you'll go, oh, it's time to go down for a walk. So we basically already know, but just in case, that'll come to hand.
Yeah. Oh, the calendar.
So I've already explained number five, just for a revision. It's if you've achieved it or not. If you haven't achieved it, maybe you'll try it again with smaller, maybe 15 minutes first. And then...
So tracking, basically.
Yeah, basically tracking. But if you've achieved it, and if it's very easy for you at the end, maybe go for a harder one. Maybe, because what I get is when you achieve the goal, if it's too hard for you, make an easier one. If it's easier for you, make a harder one that's a bit challenging for you, but not too challenging, just a bit. Just more challenging than your previous one.
Yeah. So this is about the physical activity. I think from next week, we're also adding on...
Food.
So that's another challenge. Now, What else about this program? So I think you mentioned it is 10-week program, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also throughout the school term.
Mm.
So
is this program all over Australia, Manav, or just in New South Wales?
Just in New South Wales.
Yep.
Because it is formed by the New South Wales government. So it's only in New South Wales.
Mm. And the eligibility criteria is anyone with any family with children between
7 to 13.
So primary school age.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not for children only. This is for whole family. That was the primary reason why I was interested in this program, because it was a family program where we had an opportunity to work together and have lots of fun, have a lot of good discussion about, you know, healthy eating, exercising, mm-hmm. and a well-being in general. So if you are a family who is looking into introducing this kind of topic to your children, and who is looking into incorporating, you know, good eating habit or good exercising habit or, you know, general well-being habit to your children, and you don't know where to start from, I personally think this is a great start where you and your child can participate this together and learn mm-hmm. together. So I think it's a very good program. Yeah, so that was about Go for Fun, which we are recently, we are in week 3 only.
Two and a half.
Yeah. We're very new to this program. We have scanned pretty much, it's in website, so you can scan. Oh, Manav forgot to mention actually. I'm sorry, Manav. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So there's even points, there's a point system.
Yeah.
So like every time you call with your coach, you get 1 point, and every lesson you do, you get 1 point. And the first person who gets over 18 points gets a $50 gift card. And then the second person gets a $30. And then the third person gets a $15.
Yeah, so there is a reward system which encourages us to be on track. And especially for Manav, he loves his rewards.
Loves the money too.
You do. So it is very rewarding to see how Manav is actually sitting down for goals and coming up with his own strategies. Obviously, you know, we as a parent, we are always there to gatekeep, as in if this is safe or not, which you will also do. It is very encouraging to see the reward they are putting is also, you know, helping a kid to do something as an activity. We are, as a parent, it's so much easier for us. We are not nagging or dragging child to participate. The reward is actively, you know, working on making kids exciting.
I bet that's why they did the reward system.
I bet.
Because sometimes kids are like,
why do I have to do this?
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And then when the parents go, there's a point system, and then if you get more than 18 points, you get this, and the kids were like, let's start right now.
Well, you know your child, you know if this is the right program for your family or not, but we thought it was really good one to share. And if you are listening to this, and if you have heard about this program or have already gone through the program, please let us know in comment down below and just share your experience if you want to. We would love to hear from you. And before we wrap up, I wanted to also share some of the places that we can go to, or some of the things that we can do free of cost or minimal cost. So Bunnings, your closest Bunnings. I think Bunnings on weekends have some really good activities for children. They are theme based also. So, you know, if you don't know what to do with your child, you know, and, you know, you wouldn't have to the point is we don't have to spend money all the time. So we can build that bond together. So yeah, Bunnings have amazing activities on weekend. Another is museums. There are lots of museums who have free exhibitions. And especially on school holidays, there are some free programs which we attended last time.
Yeah, they were so fun.
That was so much, yeah, fun. And another is, you know, your botanical gardens. Botanical gardens are so beautiful, even in summer, because there are big trees and shades. We can always do small picnic, and you know, weather permitting, obviously, if it is safe to do. Botanical gardens are amazing place to go for little picnic, build that again bond and relationship between family members. You can go for a little walk, lay on grass. It's good for your energy resetting also. And another is beach. Obviously, you know, again, I'm talking about all natural, not all, but yeah, a beach, a garden, parks are all these natural but free resources that we can utilize. So yeah, Bunnings, museums, councils. Jump on your local council website and you can find, you'll be amazed how many activities you can find or things you could do. And especially around school holidays, there's so much going on. Your local library, if you have not tapped into your local library, you're missing out, isn't it, Manav?
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, Manav and Moksh, yeah. Do you want to share an assignment about library?
It's so fun that when we miss it, I'm so sad.
You are sad.
I'm like, why? I really want to go home.
Yeah. Most of Saturday, we go. Mm-hmm. But there are some odd Saturdays where things happen and we can't go. And they actually miss out. So, library is not only for borrowing books. There are again different programs depending on where you are. There are some small libraries and there are bigger libraries. Small libraries cater small programs and they may not have variety, but go and see what you can find. And and you know, simply Google can be our best friend. If you don't know what to do, just Google. I know sometimes Google, you know, what's the place, free places that we can go to with kids. If it is hot, you know, appropriate indoor activities for kids, cost effective indoor activities for kids, or brain stimulation activities for kids, something like that. Just Google can be our best friend too. But yeah, we just wanted to come and share about this, the excitement and the program that as a family we are enrolled. But Manav has taken charge and he is actually leading and we are following Manav in this program. If we are able to win the reward, it will go to Manav. So Manav is, I think, looking forward to this, aren't you?
Yeah, and also, our local library isn't much of a big library. No. It is a small one, but it has, like, a few really good stuff. Like, for toddlers, I think, maybe under two or, like, just toddlers.
Yeah, yeah.
There's, like, a music area, like, where there's a teacher, like, the librarian, and the toddler and their parents, they go there. It's every Saturday, 10 a.m. And, yeah, it's every Saturday.
Timing, yeah. Find out through your...
But for our one, it's every Saturday, 10 a.m. And then they sing, like, lullabies. And sometimes even, like, yeah, lullabies, songs. And sometimes the lullabies or songs are, like, kind of... Like, sometimes it might not be the same, but they, like, take some bits out or put some new bits in. And there's
so
this,
they are learning new things.
And there's this music sheet where everything is, like all the songs. And then after that, like, they also have, like, musical instruments, like maracas and stuff like that. And then also after that, there's, like, playtime where they can play with toys. In the center of the library, there's this reading area where lots of books are. And, like, then on the floor, that's where they have their playtime.
Really, the bottom line is there is so much out there, there's so much information, and it can be overwhelming. And being honest, I was overwhelmed to start with. I didn't know where to start from. But I guess if we know what our child and what our family prefers to do together, then it is just a matter of narrowing down that information. There is so much out there. We just have to find out what is the need of a child and need of the family, and just focus into finding that information wherever you can find. You can start with internet search, or go to local library or council website, or speak to your friends, speak to the teachers. I think we underutilize school resources. So, you know, you can always reach out to your child's teacher and say, my son is interested in so-and-so, but we don't know where to go. Would you have any idea? So there's so much information out there. We just wanted to share what we were doing and our knowledge is. Thank you for listening and staying till the end. And we'll come back next week.
Bye.
Bye.